910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Brian Clark. Israel says it intercepted 99% of the hundreds of missiles and drones launched by Iran Saturday, and there was minimal damage, but the world now awaits Israel's response. ABC's chief global affairs anchor Martha Raddatz has more on what Iran is saying.
They say the operation is concluded, but Iran's mission to the UN said, however, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. It is a conflict between Iran and the rogue Israeli regime from which the U.S. must stay away, in capital letters.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if there's been a threat to U.S. interests in the region.
We have not seen any threats, specific threats to our personnel or our facilities, but we're going to stay vigilant to that, absolutely.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's convened his war cabinet. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Clean water advocates say they're happy with new, stricter PFAS standards for drinking water. More from Mike Moan.
On Wednesday, the EPA unveiled a final rule that, for the first time, sets a legally enforceable drinking water benchmark for PFAS chemicals all states will have to follow. Scientists have been highlighting health risks with more detection of PFAS in everyday products and water sources. Clean Water Action's Lynn Thorpe says they welcome the move, but stress it also serves as a wake-up call to manufacturers of these chemicals.
If we have to take this action and restrict them in drinking water, then we need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
There is some concern from operators of public water systems who are fretting about cost to update facilities. However, officials note there's federal funding to help with the transition. Last year, Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water, but the new federal rule is tougher, and state officials say they're taking steps to adopt them. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Republican-led legislature have been at odds over how to handle state funding to address PFAS. Thorpe says the latest action shows policymakers are taking this seriously.
I will say that the process has moved relatively rapidly, and I think that's a reflection of the seriousness of the problem.
Under the new rule, the EPA estimates between 6 and 10% of 66,000 public drinking water systems around the U.S. may have to take action to reduce PFAS. All of them have 3 years to complete initial monitoring, and if levels exceed the new standards, these systems must take corrective action within 5 years. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers in Baltimore against the Orioles. Home runs from Reese Hoskins and Jake Bowers. Top of the fourth.
Bowers, right center, deep. Santander back. Gone! The Brewers have the lead. What a bomb from Bowers.
Bally Sports Wisconsin, a three-run shot made it 8-5. The Brewers went on to win 11-5 over Baltimore. Milwaukee now off to its best start since 1989 and 1982 when they went to the World Series.
Yeah, we had great at-bats. Guys are setting the bar pretty high for themselves, you know, how to conduct ABs, and hopefully our young guys will keep learning from the guys doing it. I mean, Terang, what can you say, man? Bowers' home run, so great to get him off the schneid and get his first one out of the way, and he's played such brilliant defense, and I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a great kid, and that homer was huge.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunny skies today. Cool temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Northwest winds a little breezy. Tonight, clear in upper 30s. Winds becoming light. On Monday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Highs in the mid-60s, a little bit of rain. It's 60 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the music of the stars. Thanks for being here. Music of Hollywood. Factory, they called it. Many broken dreams, including behind the scenes when the Oscars are given out. I like to feature the Oscar losers and winners, yeah, winners. So what are we talking Oscars for here in mid-April? The year was 1937. The winning picture was Waikiki Wedding. The tune Sweet Leilani by Harry Owens. Bing Crosby had the hit. But the losers. That old feeling, loser, Sammy Fain. The Gershwins lost. They can't take that away from me. From Shall We Dance? Love songs rule the roost. Whispers in the Dark. Another loser from Artists and Models. Program. We're on the air worldwide, civicmedia.us, on the Civic Media Radio Network. And this is an anniversary year, too, 70 years for the best A Star Is Born ever. Judy Garland, James Mason, Jack Carson. But the first one, that was 1937.
The story in every version is quite simple. It's a love story about two performers, one whose star is rising while the other is facing the cold dimming of stardom. In this first version, Janet Gaynor plays a young actress who chases her dream from the Midwest to Hollywood. And she's discovered in L.A. by an established star played by Frederick March, whose career is declining, a fall from grace exacerbated by his alcoholism. In real life, the actors were the exact opposite of the characters they played. Janet Gaynor, who won the first Best Actress Oscar, was nearing the end of a long career, while Frederick March was in the early stages of a brilliant career that would last into the 1970s. The original story for A Star is Born came from director William Wellman and his writing partner Robert Carson. The story had roots in Hollywood legend. There were real-life parallels to March's self-destructive character, including John Barrymore, as well as Barbara Stanwyck's first husband, comic Frank Fay. Wellman and Carson tried to sell their story to producer David O. Selznick, but he was cool to the idea, at least until his wife, Irene, also the daughter of MGM head Louis B. Mayer, changed his mind. Selznick took on the project, then went behind William Wellman's back, bringing on several different writers to improve the script as well as adding his own input. Wellman found out there was no way he wouldn't. He was directing the movie. The film still stands today as one of the most honest, often brutal looks at Hollywood.
The music of the stars, Robbie Williams, another Oscar loser.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key,
I ain't flat the band sharp,
the way you haunt my dreams.
Oh no, they can't take that away from me.
We may never, never meet again on this bumpy road to love.
Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife,
the way we danced till three, the way you changed my life.
Oh no, they can't take that away from me. No,
no, they can't take that away from me.
Not without a lawyer, anyway.
That's an Oscar loser. And the Gershwins wrote it. From Shall We Dance?
Oh,
Linda.
Linda Keene.
Yes.
How do you do?
Oscar loser, Doris Day does the honors with that old feeling from Vogue's of 1938.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came in sight. I got that old. That you danced by, I felt a thrill, and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old.
Hey, the next loser, oh, by the way, that was Sammy Fain. He lost, along with Lou Brown, the Oscars, Vogues of 1938, that old feeling. Mr. Dodd Takes the Air. I've never seen that. Harry Warren, though, and Al Dubin. Mr. Dodd Takes the Air, another loser from 1938. As we move along our list of disappointments in Hollywood for the best and less than best songs.
Do you remember one September afternoon? I stood with you and listened to a wedding tune. And didn't I go with you on your honeymoon? Remember me. A cottage small upon a hill, where every day I had to pay another bill. And if I'm not mistaken, dear, I pay them still. Remember me. I can see that little angel on your knee. Can't you see? He kinda sorta looks like me. Boy, whose only joy is loving you. Who worries, still he hurries home when day is through. And I'm the guy you give your goodnight kisses to. Remember.
Loser, that's 1937. It won nothing, but we had Hal Kemp do a version of that, and Bob Allen does the vocal. Let's hear that. Paramount Studios, Hal Kemp, Leo Robin.
So tender that every little word is like a song of sweet delight. Whispers in the dark, how heavenly they seem. When lips and arms surrender and every little kiss is like a dream within a dream. But soon the breezes whisper to the trees that dawn is near. So soon their little paradise of love will disappear. Whispers in the dark while stars are in the blue. Upon a night like this, perhaps I'll hear those little whispers in the dark from you.
studio. That's Bob Allen. And Hal Kemp only had another year and a half to live, killed in a car accident on his way to work. Bing Crosby won, well, actually the song, Sweet Leilani by Harry Owens. The Oscar winner for 1937, Waikiki Wedding. And Sweet Leilani.
Sweet Leilani. Tropic skies are jealous as they shine.
My sweet Leilani,
I think they're jealous of your blue eyes.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
jealous because you're mine. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, I dreamed of paradise for two.
My sweet Leilani,
you are my paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilani,
you are my dream come true.
Oscar winner, 1938. From Waikiki Wedding. Harry Owens wrote that.
From the shore, and our boat sinks slowly in the west, we approach the island of Lulu, spelled backwards.
Ul-ul.
Ah, in the distance we hear Spike Jones and his wacky wackakians.
Oh,
when they have been gone, boom, cool, I
Jack Jones up here. That's better.
That the stage is the best place for the talents of Miss April Lopez.
Thank you.
Seen from the Love Boat. Charo's a doctor now in South America. Andy Williams. Mary White. With lyrics. Love's theme. Songs, write an ending. Aaron Schroeder wrote the lyrics to Barry White's Love's Theme. Andrew Sisters, this is a favorite too.
Where the grapes on the vines of love fill the air with the wine of love.
We'll be back to Charo in a second.
My Malaguena, your eyes shame the purple sky. You were as fair as I dreamed you would be. I loved and lost you, for I never could deny the gypsy's train in me. 'Tis a gypsy code to be fancy free. When I see a road, oh, that's a road for me. Way, oh, wings so wide.
every vagrant breeze a file down a stream on a path I follow in a dream. Long have I traveled, my love, since the night we met, seeking and wandering a way to forget. But it's no matter by what path I may depart, I can't escape from my life for me, Malaguena, be much the same as me. Malaguena.
Here is Charo. Charo and the MDA Telethon. Live. 1974, 50 years ago.
Gentlemen, I take great pleasure in presenting to you a very talented, lovely, and beautiful singer, Señorita Rosita Concello.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Oi, quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
We gotta get going, where do we go and what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, but only me and you. Or we sit there, who will sit there, what'll be the big surprise? There may be caballeros with dark and flashing eyes. We're on our way,
we're on our way.
Pick up your pack,
pick up your pack.
And if we stay,
and if we stay,
we won't come back,
we won't come back.
How can we go? We haven't got a dime, but we're going, and we're gonna have a happy time. Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Oi, quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Now someone said they just came back from somewhere. A friend of mine that I don't even know. He said there's lots of fun if we can get there. If that's the case, that's the place we want to go. We gotta get going, where we going, what are we gonna do? We're on our way to somewhere, but only me and you. Who will see there, who will be there, what will be the big surprise? There may be caballeros with dark and flashing eyes. I'll take the train,
I'll take the train.
You take the boat,
you take the boat.
Or I'll take the plane,
I'll take the plane.
And you ride the boat,
you ride the boat.
Oh, we don't care. Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Quanto le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta, le gusta.
Manic Depressive Pictures present. Hello, Fresno, goodbye. Produced by our Eumenic and directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no.
Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Mutz, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dopes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Gropes, based on a Joe Miller's jokes.
Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it. And you'd still like to see it.
Mm.
But no. Art direction, Finkel Puff and Theory is Minerva Buff Photography. Alonzo Tech Recorded Sound as Needleback Upholstery by Zachary, Nick Knackery by Thackeray, Terpsichore by Dickory, and Dickory by Doc. Now finally, finally at last, comes the picture. And what do we see? The same old beautiful Curvis girls. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing? When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of a pear. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine. And if... Up from the gulch rides a hunk of man. He is a hero, Cowboy Dan, a galloping, yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too. I've got the wagon wheels inside of me. I've got that old cactus in the hide of me. I've got that...
Stick up your hands, you dirty rat and cowardice flight and eight and blat. So, the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blend. You think the picture's about to end? But now... Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian bombshell? I wish you would come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there are the purple mountains with the lovely mist and the shining stars. And the little people who live so simple and quiet. And every night, all they want to do is...
keep going like this, but the old clock on the wall says maybe time to get a new clock for the wall. That's Charo, but you knew that.
When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you, no sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
The music of the stars. Next week, 7 till high noon Central Daylight Time. I'm Lou Regani. Thanks for being part of our program right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep your dreams alive.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.